It's a nearly cloudless morning in early June, and I'm standing on a boat in Kamanata Bay, surrounded by marshlands and pelicans. As 72-year-old Wilbert Collins guides us through the reefs, dolphins appear alongside the boat, and I scan the horizon looking for an oil sheen, but all I see is clean water and a string of orange booms surrounding the bay that everyone hopes will keep the oil out. Collins is a third-generation oyster fisherman from Lafourche Parish. When he started his business over 50 years ago, there were 16 other oyster companies working on this bayou. Today, he's the only one.
Bayou Lafourche was a big for oyster boats. When the steam season started after Christmas, we had four, five, six boats passing this bayou every day, loaded down with oysters to go in the steam factory. Today, not one of them.
But the state's oyster industry was declining long before the Deep Horizon well exploded in April, due to a number of factors. Supply canals dug by the oil companies carved away land that was home to many oyster beds. Some areas were overfished, and in other places, years of river management diverted large amounts of fresh water into the Gulf, altering the salinity of the water oysters need to survive. We putter towards a group of empty laundry detergent containers bobbing in the distance. These homemade buoys mark the location where Collins and his sons lease their oyster beds. It's one of 70 leases they have throughout this region.
I mean, we travel far. And these boats don't go more than 7-8 miles an hour. So it takes us a long time to get where we're going.
When we get to the buoys, Collins' son Nick lowers a huge metal claw with a net attached into the water and dredges up a load of oysters. His brother Tracy shucks one, hands it to me, and points out the still beating heart before I lower my lips to the shell. It is the best oyster I've ever eaten, plump and salty. No crude has drifted onto this reef yet, so it's safe to eat. But these oysters can't be sold to restaurants or the public. Louisiana officials have closed this area to commercial fishing until the full extent of the damage is known. More than half of the oyster beds along the Louisiana coast have been closed. At the moment, though, Nick Collins is less concerned about the oil getting into the oyster beds than the fresh water that's already here.
There's just too much fresh water. You know, it's, you know, like that river water. It's chalk, it's chocolatey, like chocolate milk. It just smothers them.
In order for an oyster to survive, it has to live in just the right mix of fresh and salt water. After the oil started leaking into the Gulf, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal increased the flow of fresh water into the Gulf, despite evidence showing the outflow would not keep the oil from washing ashore. Nick Collins worries this could kill all the oysters in a matter of weeks.
You know, it's just hard to fathom what's really happening. All I know for real is that there's a lot of oil leaking in the Gulf, and today started hurricane season, so I don't know.
Despite the uncertainty facing the Louisiana oyster fishermen, the Oyster Festival kicked off this month in the French Quarter of New Orleans. A stage was erected in a parking lot beside the Mississippi River, and dozens of local restaurants set up booths to show off their signature oyster dishes.
My name is Charlie DeRocca, and I'm with Antoine's Restaurant, and we're out here at the Oyster Festival, and really started just as an oyster festival, but now with the oil spill, it's kind of had a whole new meaning for us, and we're all out here to support the oyster fishermen and the industry.
And what are you serving up today?
Well, today we have an oyster and eggplant casserole, and we have baked Alaska, which is ice cream. A hot day like today, it's going quick.
The Oyster Fest has been a labor of love for Sal Sinceri, the owner of P&J Oyster Company. He originally scheduled the fest for 2005, but had to cancel it because of Hurricane Katrina. Even with all the setbacks this year, Sal was in a pretty good mood when I caught up with him at the beer tent.
Just want people to realize that we're alive and kicking, we're having a great time, and that we want people to support our city and our state, and most importantly is to get our coastline replenished so this kind of stuff doesn't even happen.
A few days after all the tents were taken down and Oyster Fest was over, the first signs of oil started appearing in Kamanata Bay. No one knows for sure how much damage the oil and the dispersants will do to the Collins family oyster beds. At the moment, though, it looks like it could be years before anyone eats another Kamanata Bay oyster. For VOA News, I'm David Weinberg in New Orleans.